or BePrepared.com.
America Tonight, coast to coast, nooks and crannies in between. 855-266-8. 855-266-5283. Just a reminder, you can always throw in your two cents. A new poll shows that Romney just slightly ahead of Obama. For what it's worth, we still have a long way to go. Tax day is over, though. What does it all mean? We're still talking about taxes, aren't we? Of a different sort, whether it's the tax rate or whether it's who should pay the majority of the taxes, although the so-called Buffett rule went up in smoke on the Senate floor earlier this week. Here's what Mitt Romney, the presumptive Republican nominee, had to say about the Prez and the fact that his taxes are killers.
54% of America's private sector workers are employed in businesses taxed at the individual rate, not the corporate rate, but the individual rate. And so when you raise those taxes from 35% to 40%, you kill jobs.
You do kill jobs. I agree with him there. I've had enough conversations around business circles to hear this over and over and over and over and over again. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, let me set the menu for you. It is about the numbers and in honor of Tax Day. Oh, yes, we have another edition of We Can Count. Right now, though, we go to the phones and our favorite, Izzy, in Missouri. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
I'm okay, I think.
Good for you.
I'm just going to be like your mama and quit reading news.
Yeah, it's depressing.
Well, I have to tell you, I had a very good laugh over the Secret Service mess. It's about darn time that they got caught. I mean, this has been going on for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
It's just nobody ever caught them. And I thought, oh, my goodness, how embarrassing, but how funny that these men think on tax dollars that they can go down to a foreign country and screw. Bottom line, that's what they were doing. And I'm sorry, I want to laugh my butt off because it's happening in this administration, and it's just one more little chink in the armor. And it's also ridiculous because does anybody care that on our dollar that we're paying for those ladies to service men who are there to serve the country?
I mean, I agree with you. That's exactly what I said. Think about it. We're paying for it. However you break it down, now, Izzy, you know this. They're investigating all over the place, saying there's 21 women, and they've had to send down more investigators to Colombia.
But get this. Every agent has a miscellaneous on all of their expense accounts.
Yeah.
They have a line that says miscellaneous expenses. Guess where that those ladies of the night little fees go?
On that line.
Yep, you got it. And I thought, wonderful, wonderful. There are so many of us, seniors too, taking outside jobs or second jobs, part-time, most of us, but still to make ends meet. Now, since Obama has also signed his most recent executive order taking over all the oil production in this country, which will make our gas go up high, dramatically high, in case people do not realize that, I'm sitting here thinking, this has got to stop. Absolutely. This man has got to go out of office or we are so doomed. I don't know how many executive orders, I forgot to count, we're up to with this guy. But honest to God, when I read him, I read the latest one about, in essence, is going to do is take over any oil production or stop it, actually, in this country. It's about the fracking stuff.
Yes.
So I went through and I read it, and I'm going, oh, the hell, it's just fracking. People, wake up. They need to wake up. And I don't know what it's going to take, Kate. I don't know what it's going to take to wake people up, because if I go down, you go down, everybody else is going down. That's yeah, you know I what? You say to not, because if I get started on anything else, you'll have to click me off.
Izzy, we understand the frustration. She represents what so many of us think in the fact that the concern, you heard her say, and I say this all the time, how many people are working two and even three jobs just to make ends meet? And as she mentioned, seniors, the golden age is dead unless you get really, really lucky and somebody had a great job where they had a huge pension and then they might have started another job and got money from that. But it is tough. There are people that definitely have gold faucets, are driving around in a golf gated community where they're in the golf carts and they're riding around and they're in that rarefied air and they're not thinking about anything and they're getting that rest. But there are way, way, way too many people who should be able to chill at the end of the line that aren't able to do that. And she's right. At what point do we come where we look out into the abyss and we realize, woo, we are one step from falling into it. And I think we've already put our foot in motion. We are right there on the precipice of that happening. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. You heard one of the things that Izzy said there is, in a way, the hilariousness of what happened with the Secret Service and the fact that, of course, they have miscellaneous funds to use. And those monies were obviously used on these women. They say 21 were involved. As I said, this was in Cartagena, Colombia. If you just tuned in and you have no idea, you didn't hear the story, the president was there at the summit. And a couple of days before he arrived, the Secret Service, they do all that advanced stuff to make sure that the area is secure. There's a secure zone. And they, let's say, punctured the secure zone in many, many ways. So this is, needless to say, a huge scandal. And at this point, after beating up the Secret Service, the White House has come back to defend the overall agency because of the outrage over what has gone on with several of these agents. And by the way, some of the military that was dispatched as well. The number is 11 Secret Service so far in this investigation and 10 military guys. So there you go. Crazy. That's crazy that we're talking about that amount of people. And this is just the other week. So the head of the Secret Service, who has been briefing members of Congress, said, at least told a senator, that about 21 women, the number I mentioned, had been involved in this. And the question is, who are these women? Are they members of some group that might be hostile and wants to do harm to the United States? Could they plant bugs, mess with weapons, or do something else that would have basically jeopardized security of the president of the country? I mean, after all, we watch James Bond movies. How does the woman spy get her claws into the situation? I mean, and that's Hollywood, but you do what you do. If you have to be a prostitute, you're a prostitute. So it's not so far-fetched and crazy to suggest that they were jeopardizing the security in the safe zone. They absolutely were by doing that. A foreign national in general, let alone a prostitute. Oh, we got a long way to go. Let me rev up that engine. On the flip side, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. What's really shaking in the heartland next? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Get PreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening. Water filtration. Long-term food storage. Freeze-dried food. Heirloom seeds. Storm shelters. Survival communication. Solar power. Herbal medicine. Heating with wood. Living off junk. Home defense. Guns. Ammo. Negotiate for your life. Homeschool your children. Start your own home-based business. Get PreparedExpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, Jeff Olson, the freeze-dry guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopping, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com.
The president putting his foot down, some say, sticking his foot in it when it comes to oil speculators. I'll explain in just a second. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. John in Santa Fe. Hello, John. Hey, John.
Hello. Yeah.
Hey. What's up?
Are you 910? Is this 910?
910. No, this isn't 910. I think you might have called the wrong show.
Holy mackerel.
That's okay. Santa Fe is a very cool place. I used to live in Albuquerque, and I hung out in Santa Fe. So for a second, I thought, oh, maybe this is somebody I know.
Well, what do you look like, baby?
But I don't think so. I don't think we hung in the same crowd. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. All right, sticking his foot in it, the Obama administration proposed some pretty tight measures to limit speculating in the oil markets, trying to draw certainly a way to differentiate themselves between the GOP, themselves and the GOP, who are calling for more drilling. I think we need to have more drilling unless we have a proposal to get rid of gasoline that can take a place immediately. I always say, mirror, mirror on the wall, who are the biggest gas guzzlers of them all? And that's us. And at this point, there aren't massive alternatives. Some things are starting to happen, like natural gas. In fact, I spotted a natural gas filling station near me, but this is not widespread, of course. So this new proposal would require basically that oil traders have to put up more of their own dough for transactions. They got to ask for more money for market enforcement and monitoring stuff and call for higher penalties when the market is manipulated. That's pretty tough. So Obama at a news conference said that none of them are going to bring gas prices crashing down to earth overnight, but the market manipulating will stop and it'll help the consumer, help the person who pulls up at the pump. The impact that speculation or investment money is having on oil prices is really a big tug of war. A lot of discussion over this. A lot of people think that because of the investment money, the index fund money, that's to blame for the spike in oil prices over the last couple of years, because it's the amount of oil traded in future contracts that exceeds the amount of actual oil available. That's easy. Supply and demand. And the bets are on higher prices that are made by index funds are pretty much a self-fulfilling prophecy. So someone's making money off of that. That's the thought. But if oil prices are artificially high, wouldn't there be a surplus of the stuff accumulating? So has that situation occurred? And what about other commodities where speculation is huge? I just mentioned natural gas. That would be one of them. The prices there are record lows. Supply and demand, in a different way, responsible for the high prices. So calling for more money for oversight, that kind of stuff, that does what to the oil trading? Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Because, you know, we need more open areas somewhere in this country for drilling. What about the Keystone Pipeline? You know, even though in the short term it doesn't do much, it will in the long term. So, you know, here's the thing. We need something because of this run-up we've had and the huge peak that we've had with oil. And we don't have the alternatives in place. We don't have a great big play here, a little of this, a little of that. Solar is not the answer, certainly not at this point, because we're not ready to go there. Or when I say solar, I mean really electricity. Electricity's not the answer. And nuclear, people poo-poo that because they don't want any more nuclear plants. Ethanol, not readily available and won't work with the combustible engines the way they're designed now. See, that's the other problem. The machines have to match what you're putting in them, and that's not the case at this point. We don't have that. So that's part of the problem. All the conversation we want in the world, we can talk till we're blue in the face, but it's not a real possibility. So curbing oil speculators, is it fair or foul? Is this the right way to go? It depends on your point of view. Whether or not the $4 a gallon the new normal for most of us. And I think in the summertime we're going to see massive spikes. I hope not. I mean, I hope not that we don't see that. I'm not looking forward to that. I'm not looking forward to it. We need to be able to drill, because even in Colorado, they say there's more oil there in Colorado than in all of Saudi Arabia. So could oil companies manipulate the supply to help them with the profits? I mean, there's not a lot of choices. Oil and gas, I mean, that's what you got. And the other alternatives are not readily available. Just remember that. They're not readily available. It's a joke. We know that. I don't know that this is going to put a big scare into the situation, is going to change anything. I think there has to be drilling. I don't think, I know there has to be drilling. Find a spot, pick a spot, do it. Do it. Embrace those words. Unless there's something up the administration's sleeve that I have no idea, something that they are keeping so close to the vest that it's not really out there. But Obama doesn't need his advisors to tell him if gasoline is $6 or even $7, dare I say, in the summer, oh, you can kiss the White House goodbye. There is no way. There is no way he is elected if gas is $6 or $7 for, and that's regular, for a gallon. If it was that high, it's not happening. It's, there's no way to dance around that. And so maybe this is part of the thing. Put it on the speculators. There is problems with oil speculating. I agree with that, but not to the extent of what they're saying. I think it's absurd. I wouldn't put it all in that place. A lot of it has to do with the supply limitations, so you cannot continue to do that and think that there's going to be different results. Even with the clampdown on speculating it, that's not going to overnight. He is right about that because he said that, too. It's not going to overnight change anything. But I think even down the line, it's not going to change anything fast enough. We're going to still continue to bleed. That's what's going to happen. So forget that. Scrap it. Come up with a different plan. Come up with a smart plan. Let's hear a smart plan from somebody. Let's hear it. Hey, coming up, we've got your mail plus the Daily Salute. You're going to like the Daily Salute. Sometimes there's a happy ending when someone gets robbed and they actually, before everything's been fenced, they find the stuff, or they at least get the person. There's something just awful when you get robbed. There's an awful feeling, I think, when that happens. And sometimes I don't know how people continue to live where they're living, just knowing that everything's been picked over. To me, I don't know, it's kind of creepy. But as I said, we have a good ending to this story, so we're going to tell you about that. And we're going to dip into that mailbag. A lot of the mailbag has to do with politics, as usual. Romney's the guy. Who should the running mate be? And taxes. Nobody wants to pay taxes. But tax day is here and gone. Now it's just a matter of refund, or did you pay, or are you in a payment plan, or did you hide? What did you do? Did you protest because you didn't want to pay taxes? Because as somebody said, one of my friends said to me, taxes are illegal. And then I said to him, well, are you paying taxes? Of course, but they're illegal. And nobody really wants to pay taxes, do we? But if we just had a way where it was fair across the board, it would be more palatable, I think, for most of us. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Lousy speculators who are lining their pockets, is it their fault? Is the Prez right? All the oil speculating is really screwing up the system, and it's too murky. Time to clamp down. Or is it the lack of alternatives that are truly out there thriving and ready to roll? Boom, like that. Your whole neighborhood could be on alternatives. Well, you know my answer. I've dug very deep into this, and there's no way. I drove an electric car from China 3 years ago and heard how the entire nation was going to be filled with electric cars. But I heard that a long time ago, and that hasn't happened. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Welcome to the show. Let's go out to Mike in Washington. Hey, Mike, thanks for listening. What's on your mind?
Hey there, how are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, my idea on this is that the oil is definitely a bad situation altogether. Number one, I think we're having constant earthquakes happening more and more during the fact that we're taking oil out of the ground and putting water in it or whatever, however they're trying to displace it.
Mm-hmm.
That oil is lubrication. I mean, in any kind of engine or anything else, it's a lubricant. So you take that out of the ground, and there's going to be problems. We do have alternative energy sources in our planet itself. I mean, we have a natural north and south pole with a magnetic force that is there constant. So if we had giant coils and put around that magnetic force, it would be able to recapture it and turn it into electrical power. It would take a big, big effort to be able to do something like that. But if it was done, the question would be, who would control the energy? But it would be probably enough to control or power the whole world.
We need a solution that definitely works. We need some kind of energy source that we can wrap our arms around. And why? See, here's the thing. You know they're not going to embrace that, though, Mike.
No, because it's way too big of a thing to overcome.
Right, right.
You know, like you say, I've watched some shows and they show like solar panels in outer space to filter for, you know, the planet, et cetera, you know, stopping the sun from coming, plus gathering energy, sending it through microwaves back to the planet.
Mm-hmm.
They proved that it can be done, but it's such a big overtaking. And then again, is the question is who's going to control the stuff? Because in our planet, that's the biggest question, I think, of all, is who's going to control who and what and where and power. And
I agree.
That's our big problem right now.
I agree. You brought up a good question, Mike, good caller. Here's the other thing. Besides energy, the other thing that's very powerful is water. It's water, because if you look and see what companies out there control the water sources, like a branch of Nestle, for example, the states where they've got the water rights, they're smart. These companies are smart because they know who's going to have to come for them for the water, who's already coming to them for it. And then you look at the sources in other countries, and the people who are ahead of the curve on this are the ones that are going to make out. The people who are not paying attention are the ones that are going to be blindsided. It might take a while, but trust me, some people will be blindsided. Boy, we could talk about energy for a very long time on this show. In fact, we'll have a week. Mike gave me a great idea. We'll have a week where each night we do somebody big in the energy fields and go through and really dive into this as to, you know, beyond the speculating, beyond everything that's out there and produced, what really, if we lifted up the curtain, what really are the problems, the who, what, where, when, and whys of this whole thing. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. If you want to throw in, the bar is open. You don't have to spike your drinks either. You can just have fun on the overnight highway. Speaking of having fun, Tom Petty was not having fun when his guitars were stolen. An axe man wants his axe, not a replacement. It doesn't matter about the money. It's not about the money. So his prized possessions were reported stolen last Thursday from a soundstage at Culver Studios in Culver City, California, where Petty and his band, the Heartbreakers, were rehearsing for an upcoming tour. They found out that the security guard, a guy named Darryl Washington, was, in fact, allegedly the one who had taken the guitars. They got a tip that one of the guitars was sold to a pawn shop in Hollywood for $250. Imagine what that was worth. He sold it for $250. So he was booked on suspicion of grand theft. They think that they have a pretty good case against him, and too bad that he was an independent contractor. He wasn't directly employed by the studio. Doesn't matter. They're responsible for it. So, you know, here he comes into that soundstage, and they can't secure the equipment. So there was even $7,500 reward. No questions asked for any info leading to the return of the stolen instruments. One of the guitars was built by a German company, Duesenberg Guitars, specifically for guitarist Mike Campbell to commemorate the 30th anniversary. So they were vintage models. The others that went back to the 60s, and Petty was having a heart attack, let's say, over the fact that he lost his stuff. And here it was, a guy who was a contractor there on that sound stage that ultimately turned out to be the one with the slippery fingers. And he was able, you know, they were able to trace it, thank goodness, and find out it was him and get the guitars back. Not that I, deep down, am I worried about Tom Petty and his guitars, no, but I thought it was, I think it made me think, just anybody, doesn't matter who you are, and it's not so much about the money, but the meaning of the things that were taken to you when you get robbed. That's, I think, the feeling sometimes is that you can't go back to wherever it is. You just don't feel comfortable because somebody invaded your space and pawed through your stuff. And then most thieves whether they're new to the game or they're pros, instant pawning. Instantly getting dumping the stuff as fast as they can. Let's go out to Betty in Kentucky. You, Betty, how are you?
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Speculators and the oil just goes along with everything else the way it's run. You have the people at the top, the wealthy, and they're making the rules, and the rules are to help them get richer. One example that I've thought about is you get all these phone calls for the heart, you know, research, cancer research, the various diseases, you know, that they want you to donate money for so that they can find a cure. Well, once they get the cure, then the public has to pay extremely high prices to get the treatment. So the CEOs of these companies, pharmaceutical companies, just, you know, anything to do with the medical field, they're getting richer, and a lot of that's not even because they've invested or anything. That's because people have made donations all through the years for research for all types of diseases. And once they get the cure, then they don't want to let anyone have it unless you pay fees that you can't hardly afford.
Sure.
And they're getting richer. Most of the money is going back to the people at the top.
Yeah, I can't argue with that, Betty. It's very scary that you say that, making me think about cancer and some of the breakthroughs here when it comes to cancer. But you got to have serious bucks for some of those alternatives because they're not readily available. And there's a reason why, because of the money that ultimately flows into the right to the people who want the money. Yeah.
That's the way it goes. It's just so they can get richer.
Yeah. You know what, Betty, so depressing. Somebody, you're not a depressing person, but such a depressing subject. Thanks. Drive safely out there, Bet. Somebody told me, I had this kind of a similar conversation to Betty's. Somebody told me the other day, I said, geez, what can we do? I was trying to kind of spitball, I call it spitballing, solutions. Okay, what could I do? Maybe there's something we could do here, maybe something we could do with the show, tweak some things, whatever. And you know what, the person said to me, absolutely, you can do something. And I said, what? They said, become rich or die, because pretty much that's the way that the country is going. The person who has the money has the power to survive and thrive, and their heirs have the luxury of doing the same thing, whereas if we really see things tilt a little bit more, and part of that is crushing taxes, and part of that is the corporate tax. I mean, see, here's the thing you have to realize. As much as people, and some people will call the show and say, oh, that, why should you give corporations more tax breaks? Shouldn't they, if they have to pay 35%, then they have to pay 35%. But you have to look at it through different eyes. If the person running the company and their board of directors are a bunch of fat cats, hey, they're running the company, capitalism, you know, you might not necessarily like that system, but I do like capitalism because it still gives you the opportunity to do X, Y, and Z. And if you, by the way, work for that company and they have a lower tax rate, one that's manageable, 25% is not out of hand at all, and it's manageable. It is manageable versus 35% and deciding, let's go overseas, it's cheaper to make it. You're not going to, if you're that person in the middle, you need to get that job. You're not going to jump off the edge of the diving board, start your own company with the no capital you have and the loan you can't get if you're in that situation. So you've got to work for a company, and you hope it's one that takes care of you. And with the tax break that's manageable for the corporation, that would still be an option. Mailbag next.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
I put my shoes on. I was just comfortable, but I'm going to put my shoes on and walk down there. I'm serious. It's a virtual walk. That's happening here on America Tonight. Next, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can always interrupt us, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Energy suggestions, we're up for it. Someone I know actually put peanut oil, did that peanut oil thing in the car. That turned out to be a nightmare. That was the big deal in Portland, Oregon. Might have worked there, did not work in Dallas, Texas. And I just remember the mess and trying to change that thing. So it's all about that engine. What can the engine take? Readjusting the engine, development in the future of, if it's ethanol, but it can't be ethanol with what we have now, and having enough of it, or splitting up the pie, but that doesn't seem to really be the option. We are a gas nation. We are a gas and coal nation. I love it when people say, oh, coal, the dirty coal. What is that doing? We need to, let's axe coal. Why are we doing that? That's not the way to go in the future. I'll say it again. Then present the alternatives that can work up and down each and every single neighborhood. Coal means electricity. Are we ready to go back to the 1700s and have candles in our lives and not very much electricity? Imagine your life. This is what you got to think about. Imagine your life and see if you could do it. I mean, I'll challenge anyone to do this and film it and send it to us. If you do, I'll send you a copy of my book. Free! If you just do it for 2 days. So, live by candles and no gasoline. And let's see how long you last. 2 days even would be pretty tough, I think. Be pretty tough. No electricity. How would that work? Hopefully you have a pool you can just clean off in the pool. One quick thing before we head to the mail. Ann Romney is now becoming a crowd favorite, especially after she got slammed by Hillary Rosen, the Democratic strategist on CNN, the whole female Ann Romney, what does she know about voters, women voters, on the economy, because she stayed at home. She never worked a day in her life, and they've been able to really run with that. Well, one thing that the Democrats really, really ran with is the fact that Mitt Romney strapped the family dog Seamus to the roof of their car for vacations. Ann Romney did an interview with Diane Sawyer and said, listen, the dog loved it. He loved doing that. He was inside a dog carrier, by the way, on the roof of the station wagon. Somebody told me that it was like vacation. Remember when it was either the grandmother or the aunt was on the roof and she was dead and that's how they transported her? Well, in this case, the dog was in a carrier, and this was in the early 80s. They were taking a trip from Boston to Ontario, Canada, and that's where he was. So the whole thing has now turned into Mitt Romney is crappy to animals, and he attacks, you know, the most innocence of the bunch, people who can't talk and blah, blah, blah. But Ann Romney said, you know, he'd see the crate, he'd go crazy. He wanted to go on vacation. And instead of being in the kennel for 2 weeks, he went with us. So look for more Ann Romney comments to come out soon, because she, like I said, she works the crowd. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This run from Tiki Tacky, I love that. Tiki Tacky says, oh, Kate Delaney, can you believe Kim Kardashian? I am so sick of the Kardashians. Bravo that they're making all of the, what do you call it, do-re-mi? But we are sick of KK. Guess she wants to run for mayor of Glendale. And you know people would vote for her. How ridiculous would that be? Okay, here's number one thing. Glendale, upon further review, does not elect its mayors. It's usually a ceremonial deal. And the city council members have to decide who that's going to be. I don't know. Would they pick Kim Kardashian? It seems very, very unlikely. An honorary something or other. But I don't think she's going to be the mayor of Glendale anytime soon. Of course, I could be wrong. You know, that was my theory, that Romney, if he wanted to shake things up and people thought he was too stiff or boring or the establishment guy, not your choice, who could he pick as the Veep that would lift him in a different direction? Because you don't want the VP to hurt you. They got to be one or the other, neutral or very, 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 very helpful in sewing up a part of the population. Will a Kardashian younger vote? Absolutely. That's what I said. Snooki, any of those people, that would be a younger vote. So it's not about region. Perhaps it's about celebrity status. And, you know, people, it's sad to say, but it's true. People would just come out of the woodwork. All right, if you filed your taxes on time, like Cheryl did, Cheryl wrote to me and said, I desperately was trying to file my taxes on time. Here was the rub. I don't know if you noticed or not, but not too many post offices stayed open until midnight. That used to be the norm. I didn't get the memo. So here I am in the middle of Ohio, desperately, frantically, at 9:30 at night, looking for a place to dump the mail where I would get the correct stamp. I finally found one, but it was 30 miles from my home, 30 miles each way. seems, the post office really is like the Pony Express. Well, the budget problems, I didn't even think of that. There are post offices that stayed open till midnight, but because of all the budget woes, the amounts in various cities was really small. You could really cherry pick them from here to there and back again. How many? I mean, I'd love to know what the number, and I tried to find this out today and I couldn't get it. It was like I was on a constant loop when I called. Well, I would have had to call thousands of post offices to find out who was open and who wasn't. But I bet the slash is significant. Significant as to what was open and what wasn't. Just major hubs and none of the outlying areas, the suburbs outside of some of the big cities and even the biggest city near you, perhaps out in the sticks. I guarantee that you didn't have anything that was open. Guarantee it. But I think that's what the reason why is. It's pretty obvious. Because look, they're talking about cutting a day out, no Saturday delivery, cutting people out. So they're certainly not going to worry about procrastinators. You will pay this time around. Let's go to Tank's question. Tank says, Kate, I'll tell you what. I've heard you talk about a third party before, and I used to think that was a bunch of nonsense because I don't know that we'll ever have a third party. Now I'm thinking you're on to something, sister, because I'm kind of tired of both the Democrats and the Republicans. Though I lean right, it seems as though nothing gets done. I know I'm just piling on. In Washington, you know, you were just there and you've been there a couple of times. Why is this constantly the name of the game? Well, you're answering your own question. The name of the game is that they're playing for re-election. So Congress, Senate, whatever the office, to be re-elected, the people around them have the interest where they want them re-elected. So it's always about maneuvering to that point, sadly. And they don't stay in Washington. It used to be a long time ago they stayed in Washington. Maybe they went back home, but they spent a big bulk of the time there. So they spent time together, Republicans and Democrats, and could talk about stuff when they weren't just there in the Capitol. Now everybody is gone. It's like a ghost town on the weekend, and then they come back. So there's no time in between. There's very little time to meet on anything, and there's a bunch of legislation that's going here, there, and everywhere. Sits in one committee, goes to another committee, jumps over to the other side of the chamber, and something is messed up with the system. Democracy as a whole, great concept, love it, wouldn't want to live anywhere else, look at the politics in some other places, but it definitely needs a facelift.
That's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
I'm stupid, you're smart.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?